We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Covering the Brewers for The Athletic is Robert Murray. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, how's it going?
Robert, we're doing well. The unofficial start of the baseball season is this Sunday with the On Deck event. I want to ask you about the starting pitching. We talked to a few other people here on the show, Adam McKelvey and one of them, and talked about the rotation of the team. Do you see this rotation? I mean, what five guys do you see coming out of camp will be their initial outgetters?
Yeah, that's the question right now, because you can really make the argument that there's seven legitimate candidates, and I think one of them that's really locked in at this point is Yelich Chacin. And then the rest of them, I mean, I think you have a pretty good idea that Corbin Burns is going to be in there, Brandon Woodruff, Freddie Peralta as well. And then the fifth spot can be left open a little bit. You can make the argument for Jimmy Nelson. You can make the argument for some other people as well. But I'm really going to focus on the young guys right now, and especially Corbin Burns. And this is a guy that people are really, really high on. And he is – I just recently wrote a feature about him on The Athletic. And he's the guy last year that really featured a fastball-slider combo. And this year, now that he's moving to the rotation, he's expected to feature his changeup a lot more, which the scout that drafted him, or the scout that really watched him before they drafted him, I should say, compared it to a left-handed slider just because it moves so much. I think if we're talking about the rotation right now, we're really going to have to focus on Corbin Burns and the shift he's going to make, because there's a lot of people that believe he can be one of the best pitchers in the National League.
You know, with the Brewers and some of these rumors in this offseason, the Baumgartner one, for instance, the names that come up are like Burns and Woodruff and Peralta. And while Brewers fans would like another like piece in that rotation, we also say, well let's not give up those guys. You know, we like those guys. So the internal options are pretty good. There are still a handful of guys out there on the free agent market. This is the one-year anniversary of Christian Yelich being traded to Milwaukee and Lorenzo Cain signing here. Do we expect them to bring in any reinforcements? I know a couple of guys that were with the team last year, Gio Gonzalez, Wade Miley, yet unsigned. Have you heard anything on that realm?
Yeah, so I'm going to start off with Baumgartner. And initially when that was reported, I had somebody that would know with the Brewers text me saying that this is not going to happen. We're not going to give up Corbin Burns or Freddie Peralta or whatever it would take. I would think it would be more realistic during the regular season, maybe at the trade deadline. But I don't think Baumgartner is going to be happening before the season starts. I just don't think that's realistic. Dallas Keuchel is going to end up being too much out of their price range. I do think it is realistic for Wade Miley to be back if they are willing to agree on a one-year deal. I don't believe they would do a multi-year deal with him, depending on the per-year money. But I do believe Miley is a player of interest that they do want to bring back. I do know from talking to sources around the league that the San Diego Padres are looking around at him, and there's a handful of other teams as well. So there's going to be competition for Miley, but I do believe that door is open for him to be back.
Do you think it's game of chicken with some of these guys, like the Keuchels, even the guy like Miley or Moustakas, where they're hoping the teams are, hey, that price lowers, and they're going to hope to get a cheaper price now than you would a couple of months ago?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the case. You can make the same thing for Manny Machado and Bryce Harper. There's a couple of teams that are starting to poke around about Machado and Harper behind the scenes, and I would expect that to be the same case with all these other guys, too. There's going to be some teams that get some really good value, and you can say the Brewers even did that with Yasmani Grandal. Maybe not for $18 million a year, but for the one-year deal, there's really no risk in that. And I think that's something that Stearns and other people in the front office are going to be looking at doing.
I was going to ask you too about, some of these guys who will come in. Will there be some non-roster invitees maybe still out there, like they brought Miley in? He was like one of those guys who they brought in like that, I believe, last year. Do you think the Brewers will still add some guys like that? Maybe.
Absolutely. Yeah. You see teams starting to announce it now. We got to see the Padres yesterday announce Chris Stewart, They just signed him to a non-roster invite. And well, the Brewers are going to end up doing that, maybe not to the extent of other teams where they're adding 25 to 30 guys. But the Brewers have some scouts that have been able to identify talent that really not many people have known about or have written off. And you can say that was basically Wade Miley last year. And they saw something in him, and they really implemented some different changes to his arsenal, and it worked out beautifully. So I do believe the Brewers are going to end up adding some non-roster invitees. And I'm not exactly sure when they'll announce them, but you can expect them to be coming.
Talking with Robert Murray, some Brewers here is the On Deck event coming up this weekend, this Sunday. He's on Twitter at @ByRobertMurray, writes for The Athletic. As far as the Yasmani Grandal situation, I think this was another case where, sort of like last year, the market was kind of, you know, stalling. And then the Brewers are like, well, I mean, okay, we'll offer Lorenzo Cain a deal, I guess, so come on over. And then he signed and everything worked out there. And with Yasmani Grandal, you know, there's other teams, as you guys have been reporting, that have offered him maybe multi-year deals. I find it interesting that a guy like Grandal will turn down maybe a multi-year deal. He'll turn down that security where it'd be less money annually because he wants to make sure that they still get the average annual value. Like, I won't take 2 years for 13 or 3 years for 14. I want the 1 year for 16, 17, 18 because I think that is right. We should be paid what we deserve. I just find that whole thing interesting, especially in the case, Robert, how Yasmani Grandal ended up here.
Yeah, it's extremely intriguing. When I sat down with him and he told me his reasoning that he wanted to keep the market going with the younger guys and keep up the average annual value for that Brian McCann and Yadier Molina and other catchers established and in hopes of having younger players get the same thing. I mean, I can understand his reasoning. I think it's smart. And I think it's, you can just respect it. Other agents around the game, they didn't like it very much, but just because you want to get the most guaranteed money that you possibly can. And those multi-year offers, he was getting 26 to 30 in that range. And even with the Mets, there was a reported $60 million over 4 years. Yet he still signed a one-year $18 million agreement with the Brewers. And he admitted when we talked that he's betting on himself with this deal. And whether or not after this contract expires, if he stays in Milwaukee or if he ends up elsewhere, this is the place he wanted to be. And he communicated that to the Brewers early on, and Grandal and the Brewers ended up finding a way to get it done. But it was a very unique path for him to get to Milwaukee, and I know Stearns and Grandal are both really surprised that it ended up working out in the end.
I'm very curious to see if Orlando Arcia has turned a corner. He spent some time down in the minor league system last year, but you know, he had a good postseason. He played very well in the postseason. We'll see, hit the home run against the Dodgers as well. We'll see if you know, where he is at his career, because, you know, he's coming in here, and I don't want to see him down to the minors anymore. I want to see him really, because he got off a slow start offensively last year.
Yeah, that's going to be one of the biggest things of the season so far, I think, or one of the biggest question marks, I should say. Mm-hmm. His defense, you don't have to worry about that at all. His defense is probably top five at shortstop in baseball. I think that's pretty fair to say at this point. His offense, as you said, during the regular season was not very good. And then game 163 against the Cubs, a flip basically switched, and he was one of their better offensive hitters. And I'm not going to lie, I think we can all say we were caught off guard by it, and I'm curious to see if he can bring it over. And he's going to have some obstacles. I know Darnell Coles, the hitting coach, is gone, and they have Andy Haynes, so there's not going to be continuity at that spot in the coaching staff. But I do believe he's better than he showed during the regular season. I just don't know if he's as good as he showed in the playoffs. So I think, realistically, I would say some spot in the middle would be what we're looking for during the regular season this year.
Robert, are you surprised that the Brewers haven't addressed the second base position yet? And there's been a lot of guys that have signed. I wonder how much the scope move backfiring last year has sort of put a wrench into their offseason.
Yeah, that move definitely hurt the Brewers. I think that's fair to say. And when you evaluate their options, I mean, there's a lot of different ones. I think the most realistic one at this point, if they're looking at a bigger name, would be Josh Harrison. I think with the familiarity there and what he can provide at second base, I think that makes a lot of sense for the Brewers. And I know from talking with other sources around the game that they are interested in bringing back Mike Moustakas. So he could shift in at third base, and Shaw can move back to second base. But there's one little wrench in that I've been considering. And if you end up signing Moustakas for multiple years, and you have him at third base, and you have Shaw at second base, that essentially blocks Keston Hira, who's about a year or so away from Major League action. So I don't know what you would do with Travis Shaw at that point. I don't know if you'd try to trade him or what, but that would put a little bit of a wrench in the development of Keston Hira, and it could really have some implications. So I don't know exactly. I know that they're interested in Moustakas, but if they're able to land him on a one-year deal, that'd be ideal, but a multi-year deal, that might hurt.
Moustakas has got to be saying to himself, what do I got to do to get a multi-year deal? Nobody wants me. What did I do wrong?
Yeah, I'm going to be completely honest. I'm floored by it. I saw him in Kansas City. I got to see him in Milwaukee, too, and he's basically everything you want in a player, and he's a great clubhouse presence, too. Yet he and Scott Boras, his agent, cannot get a multi-year deal, and it's truly baffling. This market is not exactly awesome.
It's interesting, and I think the players, at some point, there's going to have to be a sort of crossing of the Rubicon, because seeing Bryce Harper and Manny Machado still available at this time when the Brewers are having their on deck coming up this weekend, it's just wild. Robert, we appreciate the time. We will be in touch, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.